Now this is very rare. Normally Krishna wins. Because even the dice in the spiritual world are conscious and are devotees of Krishna who wish to serve their Lord. So even if Krishna doesn't throw the dice so well, if that should happen, the dice will roll in such a way that they give numbers which let Krishna win. But Krishna was losing. Again and again he was losing. Finally Rukmini said, "What's wrong with you? My mind is somewhere else," said Krishna. "I'm thinking of my devotee. A great devotee of mine calls for me. But he hasn't built the road for me. He has not yet built a road for me to come. He is calling in the desert. But there is no road for me to reach him and help him. Rukmini said, "Of whom are you speaking, my lord?" "I'm speaking of Draupadi." "Oh, Draupadi from the Pandavas?" "Yes. Yes, she's in a very problematic situation." But then you just go there? "It won't be fast enough. I'm here in Dwaraka, she is in Hastinapur, long distance." "Well, but you are Param Atma. You are in the heart of everyone. You just go in that way." "It will not be fast enough," said Krishna. "Let us continue playing dice. I will not reach in time." So they continued to play. All of a sudden, Krishna jumped up. Bang! "I can go now. She has built the road. She has built the road of her tears. On this road, I can travel fast enough." You may ask yourself a question at this stage. I have never heard of a road of tears. What is that road which Krishna took to come to her? Listen very carefully. This is a very important spiritual secret. Draupadi had, she was brought in the public assembly and an attempt was made to disrobe her before all the kings of the Hastinapur Empire. And she had chanted Krishna, Krishna. But then she had turned to Grandfather Bhishma. "Bhishma, help me. Then Duryodhana, help me. Krishna, Krishna. All you kings, help me. Krishna, 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 Krishna." She had chanted all the while, but really made connections with Bhishma, Duryodhana, Dhritarashtra and all the kings. She had chanted like most of you. without a connection. The tongue is here, your mind is somewhere else, or your mind is sleeping. The moment you connect your practice with your mind, magic will happen. This retreat was all about connected chanting. Make the connection. Build the road. No longer disconnected chanting. Bring your mind together with your practice. Yes. Chant the holy name and then listen. Listen means you pay attention to what the person says. You can hear a lesson, a lecture, and forget everything. And you can listen, and then you remember. You can chant the holy name and not make the connection. And you can chant and listen, and then you have the connection. And with the connection, you have the connecting road. Krishna waits for all of us to build this road in our life. My dear devotees, I come from a family of connection people. After Germany was destroyed, after the Second World War, my father became a director of the German railway, and he connected towns so that the economy could start and flourish again. When we were a little child, he already told us, build roads, build connections between towns. A land without roads is a body without veins. There will be death. Only later, when I met my exalted spiritual master, I learned of different connections. He didn't talk of the connection between Berlin and Hamburg, or Frankfurt and Moscow. He talked about the connection between the individual and God. So when we chant the holy names, this is the connecting road which we need to build. I really wish to now request you to turn to your neighbor, and I will give you one last exercise where you have to discuss with your neighbor. Please find yourself a partner to discuss. May I ask you who has not yet found a partner, please raise your hands. Look around. There is your man. Mataji is all partner. You have found partners. Now, please listen very attentively. I will pose a question which you kindly discuss with your partner. You should churn this question a little bit, move it around. It's a question which will prepare you for our Sankalpa ceremony. In the Sankalpa ceremony, I will request you to come before five brahmanas. The men will have here five brahmanas, and then Matajis will have an area there. There, actually. And while some auspicious mantras are chanted by the brahmanas, and Aditi Dukha chants some mantras, chants Hare Krishna, I'm sorry, you will make your sankalpa, that means your intention, before the deities. Like what you would like to take with you as a practice. For instance, you could say, you could mentally concentrate, I want to chant the rounds which I chant in a most attentive way. That would be a sankalpa. Or others of you might say, well, I will chant 18 rounds each day. Or others will say, well, I will chant, because some of us are beginners, my four rounds which I chant every day, I will chant them sitting at one place and looking at my altar. And as you come home, this sankalpa will remain with you. The brahmanas will make a knot on one of these threads. Look, I have many of them. and this will seal the sankalpa, it will protect it. So before doing this, we will do this exercise now. You will have to talk with your neighbor about what habit in chanting you want to change and what new habit you want to adopt. For instance, some of you might always have the mobile phone next to their japa mala, and when they chant, they make phone calls. Maybe during the retreat you have noticed that this is not the best practice. And you might like to give up this practice. And you might like to adopt a new practice. And I will chant one round, all the round. I will never interrupt a round. So discuss with your neighbor what old, unfavorable and unhealthy habit you want to give up, and what new habit you wish to develop. Talk honestly and realistically. Do not say, after this retreat, I will chant every day 64 rounds. That won't work. Something real, huh? churn the subject matter, discuss it a little bit. And then at the end, you should be ready to know what you will focus on when we do the ceremony of the Sankalpa. You have about 8 minutes to do this. So this discussion helps you to go a little bit deep and so on. Somewhere inside, a little deep in you, there is this, you will find a good Sankalpa. Please start now.